The latest poll by the New York Times newspaper and CBS News shows just 31% of the people surveyed approve of the way President Bush is doing his job. The survey shows Mr. Bush's approval rating has declined from a high of more than 80% in late 2001 to what is now the lowest point of his presidency. Stephen Hess of the Brookings Institution says there is one main reason for the decline.
Iraq. Iraq is the absolute bedrock of why there's opposition to him.
Rising gasoline prices and other problems have undercut the president's support, but people most often cite a perceived lack of progress in the Iraq war.
Iraq should be very, very troubling. And the way to suggest that is to compare it with Vietnam and Lyndon Johnson and the same period, 3 years into a war. Americans are more unhappy about Iraq by at least 10 points than they were about Vietnam at this point in that war.
Random interviews on the streets of Washington, D.C. bear that out.
I'm a Republican, so I'm a Bush fan, but I think we may have been in Iraq a little too long.
I think Iraq was a huge mistake. I think if he'd listened to the people in his father's own administration who chose not to go into Iraq, he might have learned something important. Now we're stuck there.
Fewer than 40% of Americans surveyed believe going to war in Iraq was the correct decision, while two-thirds say they have little or no confidence Mr. Bush can end the war successfully. The results of the New York Times CBS poll are similar to other recent surveys, indicating Mr. Bush's Republican Party could face losses in November's congressional elections, according to Stephen Hess.
Well, if he is to recover, he's got to do it very fast. He's got to do it within 6 months. The November election is absolutely key for whether he's to have any success in the last 2 years of his administration.
Republicans now control both houses of Congress, but opposition Democrats hope to change this in November. Mr. Bush is probably well aware of the stakes as he takes part in town meetings across the country, where he is usually well received. As for the polls, Mr. Bush has said he ignores them and tries to do the best job he can. Bill Rogers, VOA News.